Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Tyler County Speedway winner and Latrobe Speedway track champion, Braden Dillinger. Then we'll speak with Extreme Series Rookie of the Year contender, Hayden Wise, and from the creative and content side of Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, we'll have a conversation with Abby Jo Foster. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out in Maquoketa, Iowa. Speaking to Bobby Pierce Jr., he won them both in the Marv Series last weekend. Mercer Speedway in Pennsylvania, Joey Zimbotti and John Lee amongst the winners. Ryan Smith and Rick Eckert the same at Port Royal. Matt Campbell and Superman Steve Wilbur getting done at Lincoln. Attica, Ohio, Chris Andrews and Rusty Schlenk amongst the winners. Reed Christensen wins Paducah, Kentucky. Florence goes to Josh Rice. Kentucky's Cole Falloway parks it at Victory Lane at Needmore Speedway down in Georgia. And Jackson Wiggs victorious at Doe Run. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner from last weekend at Tyler County, where he dominated the race, but he's also the Latrobe Speedway track champion in the dirt late model category, Braden Dillinger. Hey, Braden, welcome to the show. Great to have you on. And I got to start out, first off, your car, the photos I saw looked beautiful. And it looks like you got a big old deer up there on the front of your car. That's different this year. What can you tell us about that?
I was fortunate enough to have this great, great, great company come on board. It's a deer mineral company. I myself, as an avid hunter, like an outdoorsman, fisherman, I've been using this product for a long time, and it's a great product that promotes antler growth to help us get some world record class deer.
And that's Lucky Buck, am I correct?
Yes.
Lucky Buck Deer Minerals, helping our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Braden Dillinger, winner at Tyler County last weekend, Latrobe Speedway track champion. And the outdoor and racing crosses over an awful lot. You see Realtree, even back in the day, of Dale Earnhardt Sr. On cars and Bass Pro Shops and all the rest and such. What is it about the outdoors that helps a driver be a better driver? Is it that quiet time that helps you focus? What can you tell us about what it does for Braden Dillinger?
Yeah, it's really peaceful. That's why I enjoy hunting and fishing, just getting out in the outdoors. It's very peaceful. I think it does help me focus in a sense. But you know, just being outdoors and, you know, love racing. So
are you a deer focused? Do you do a little turkey hunting? What else, in the sights, as they would say?
Mainly deer, because turkey season's during race season. So don't really get to do much turkey hunting, but deer season, usually, you know, race season's just about winding up, and that's where I take my weekends to, is deer hunting.
Well, so the big bucks got to watch out, because Braden Dillinger, not only good on the racetrack as the Latrobe Speedway track champion and Tyler County winner last weekend, but also not too bad in the stand, and his Lucky Buck folks proud of the victory last weekend. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So, Latrobe Speedway, a track that, we should hear more about. And I know, they're trying to get those words out there. What is special about being the track champion from there? What's the joint like? And, what makes it so racy?
It's a real nice facility, and I grew up there as a kid watching the stands. My dad used to help a guy out named Doug Horton. He used to help them there, and they won many super late model races there. And I just grew up there in the stands as a kid, playing with cars in the dirt and the grandstand. So every time I go there, it's like going back home, and it's like being a kid again, when I pull back into the facility. And it just, something about that place always just has a special place to me.
Wow. Brayton Dillinger from Grandstand, little Matchbox car racer, all the way up to the track champion at Latrobe Speedway. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I saw that your career kind of transitioned early on from karts to the Mod Lights. That's a unique vehicle with a motorcycle engine. What did you learn back those days that are helping you now as a multi-series and track champion in late models? What did you bring along with you learning from those days?
I believe the Mod Lights are actually, I think they are more difficult to drive than a late model because of short wheelbase and weight to horsepower ratio. So they're a handful. Like the late models are just more drivable. They're easier to keep smooth. Those things just with the short wheelbase, they just were a handful. And I think that's where I learned a lot of my driving styles from.
Brayton Dillinger, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What would you say to fans that haven't gotten a chance to see? What's your driving style? Are you one that wants to, run up there high, wide, and handsome up on the top? Or are you catfishing down towards the bottom? What makes fans cheer for you?
I don't prefer one. I can get up there and I can, bounce off the wall if I need to, or I can catfish around the bottom. It just depends on like the racing surface and, what suits my car for track conditions and just see what, like basically how the cards are dealt to me, it just depends on how everything goes, but I'm a little bit of both.
I think you got it, Brayton Dillinger, a flexible driver, and the flexibility clearly providing a lot of victories to him. Tyler County win last weekend to start off 2025. Latrobe Speedway track champion last year, a fast track champion in years past, and many, many Mod Light wins at the famed Roaring Knob Speedway nearby where all of this is all happening. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where can we find you on social media to keep up?
Facebook, Brayton Dillinger Racing. Also have a website, Brayton Dillinger Racing. It usually shows our schedule.
Well, check him out. And, if he's not at a racetrack, he's probably in a deer stand waiting for one to come by. Brayton Dillinger, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. It's Bristol.
Now the green flag is waving. We're underway in the Food City 500.
Way too much fun early in the going here at Bristol. Second now belongs to Kyle Busch.
Michael McDowell makes contact with Tyler Reddick. Reddick is spinning. Will he make contact with the inside wall? He gets hit in the driver's door by William Byron.
From the top all the way to the bottom. Big move by Josh Berry. He wants to lead this race.
The Food City 500 from Bristol. Sunday, April 13th, 2 Eastern on PRN. It's Bristol.
Jesse Love goes and cuts down in front of Josh Williams. Austin Hill cannot get the outside line going.
Now he drives up beside Jesse Love. Sam Mayer is going to lead that lap as the pack heads back to one.
Ryan Sieg moving all over the racetrack, upside, downside, trying to block Justin Allgaier, successfully so at this point.
A love tap in turn two, a love tap in turn three.
The SIAPS 300 from Bristol, Saturday, April 12th at 4:30 Eastern on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Extreme Outlaw Series Rookie of the Year candidate from Mooresville, North Carolina. Now Hayden Wise joining us on the ProFab Hotline. next weekend, April 10th through the 12th, Farmer City, going to be a big opening debut for somebody that's got a lot of experience. What have you been doing to lead up to this in all those 14 whole years you've been getting ready? I've seen that you were out at Millbridge. Am I right that you also ran some Chili Bowl this year?
Yep, that was a pretty cool experience for me. Millbridge, my favorite track. Yeah, I'm really excited to head to my first extreme midget race this year at Farmer City. Ready to go. Been training for this, and I'm just ready to get back in the midget.
Hayden Wise on the profabrication.com hotline, going off to Farmer City, Illinois to start the Extreme Outlaw Series season. She's a Rookie of the Year candidate joining us on the Profab hotline. What's it like to step up from the micros? Different power, different, overall, length and width of these things. Has that transition been a challenge? And if so, what has been the challenge?
Yeah, really for me, the midget feels a lot like it drives a lot like a D1. It honestly feels like a micro, just besides the speed's a lot different and the way you sit in it's a lot different. But I feel like the transition really wasn't that hard for me.
So tell me about the sitting in it. When I'm driving my car, I want to make sure I can get to the radio. I want to lay back a little bit so the seatbelt's not bumping me. But that's not a race car. That's my street car. What yeah. difference does Hayden Wise have when she goes from the car she's been racing at Millbridge and the micro world up to a midget? What is that seat change you're talking about?
It's like sitting in a rocket ship. Well, in the micro, you're kind of just all laid back, and then you sit in the midget, and yeah, it's a whole different seating deal. But honestly, I like the way I sit in the midget a lot more because I feel like I have a lot more leverage on the steering wheel and the pedals. But yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good insight there. Hayden Wise checking in with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Extreme Outlaw Series Rookie of the Year candidate getting ready for April 10th through the 12th up at Farmer City and then on to the rest of the season. But speaking of profabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available now at profabrication.com. So you were talking about also speeds and quarter entry differences with this horsepower. Do you go faster into the corner? Do you have to lay back so that it will turn into the corner? The upgrade from a micro sprint car to a midget car.
Yeah, in the midget, whenever you're going into a corner, the way you have to set the cars up, like going into it, is a lot different. Like in the micro, you can drive it a lot straighter and have no problem. In the midget, you have to really set that thing in there to get a good, keep some good speed and get off the corner really good.
What's it like? We get to see every now and then that left front will lift up on some of these kind of open wheel cars and it'll lay over on that right rear and you scoot around the corner just right. And it just looks like a dream going by when you're watching, from the infield. What's that feeling like from the driver's seat when that just tilts enough and sits on that tire to bite in and go? How cool of a feeling is that behind the wheel for Hayden Wise?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That feeling knows that you're fast and you have a good car and just means that the car is digging into the track really good. So it's fast and good.
I think she digs it when it digs in and does it. The Extreme Outlaw Series Rookie of the Year candidate, Hayden Wise, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. I saw something that you went in one of those bigger wing things with a guy that the world knows as the Dude, Danny Lazoski, letting you in a sprint car. What was that experience like with that big old thing over your head?
Yeah, sprint car racing is a whole different world. It was pretty awesome. Sprint car is probably the most fun thing I've ever drove. That speed in that, the G's, it's awesome. And, Danny's an awesome guy. He's been helping me a lot with everything, and it's pretty awesome, the type of crew I got going on here for that deal.
With a guy like Lazoski's experience all over the country and all the different tracks, and I know you've went to a good number of different tracks, but what's maybe one word of advice that he said that has stuck with you, that this is Danny's advice to me that I'm going to keep in my playbook? What words of wisdom has he helped you with?
Yeah, one of them is don't let off the throttle in a sprint car.
Did he say it that nice, or was he a little more up on the wheel when he said it to you?
A little bit more up on the wheel, but yeah, you know, in these sprint cars, the car just drives better when you're on the throttle, and it's a lot easier for the driver when you're up on that throttle. Wow. Because of the wing speed, so.
So the wing actually helps compress the car to the ground. Do you feel that?
Yeah, you really can. I adjusted the wing sometime, and you can really feel the difference in the front and how it turns because, I don't know.
Wow. Well, sprint cars, micros, and now Extreme Outlaw Midgets. Hayden Wise getting ready for next weekend's Extreme Outlaw event at Farmer City, Illinois. She's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Also saw a picture of you with famous funny car guy, Cruz Pedregon. Would you drop into a funny car if Cruiser said, hey, why don't you take a lap down Z-Max Dragway?
Heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
300 miles an hour? That would be something. Hayden Wise at 14, ready to take on the racing world and climb the next rung in the ladder. The Extreme Outlaw Rookie of the Year candidate. Hayden, where can folks follow you on the internet so they can keep up with all this action?
Hayden Wise Racing on Facebook.
Hayden Wise Racing. And always good to have Papa there to turn to when you need it. For advice, whether it's on the track or just in, where they go on the internet. Hayden, it's been great to chat with you. Hopefully, not only will the Extreme Outlaw series be good to you, but possibly sprint cars and maybe even funny cars. We'll be watching it. Hayden Wise, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, thanks for saving my engine. Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, trucks, mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. Welcome back and welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout, to our next guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Abby Jo Foster, from the creative and content part of Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing. Hey, Abby Jo, love watching those videos, even the crazy throat punch one you did, you know, recently and such. But really, the clothing and all of the way that you know, marketing of a driver has just been so different and so inspiring to watch what you're doing. Where do you get some of these styles that you all are creating for Bobby that are so out of the box? Plaid, hand-painted jackets. It seems to be endless, the things that you all are coming up with.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think we try to pull from a lot of different inspirations. For me personally, I love, you know, being able to look back on my grandpa's shirts that he was wearing back in the races, and pulling, you know, those vintage themes. And we try to reach out to small businesses and see kind of what they're able to do and partnering with them. But our goal with, you know, merchandising and just marketing overall is just to have something that every fan or person can relate to or like when they come to the trailer. So we try to have kind of a variety of options, whether that be more simple or tie-dye. We've kind of got something for everyone, whether they're a new or an old Bobby Pierce fan.
Well, Bobby Pierce Jr., one of the leading right now dirt late model driver in the entire nation. And, you know, not just on the racetrack, but reflecting to the trailer and the merchandise and all of the souvenirs. And we're chatting with creative and content person from Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, Abby Jo Foster. And if you haven't followed her already on social media, we'll get into that, because some of those things are just incredible, the fun that seems to be happening there. She's on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So in the creative process, how long does it take from, say, an idea of something cool, like one of those hand-painted jackets, plaids, vintage shirts, things like that, till the fans get to see it on the trailer? What's that turnaround time like? And what's the process like to even get it, you know, kind of finalized?
Yeah, the process kind of varies depending on what it is and who we're working with. Sometimes it can be, you know, we think of an idea on Thursday, and the following week we've partnered with somebody and we have it at the next race that we're going to be at. And others are a little bit, you know, more behind the scenes. We recently were working with Velocita Race Suits about doing some race jackets. And that has been, you know, a 6-month process. So right now we've partnered with them to get, you know, race wives and moms, family members, those jackets. But now, you know, we're kind of working behind the scenes to getting that ready to be released to actual race fans. And so, you know, that just takes some time, but it can really vary. But we try to get new things out, you know, with every new race that we go to.
Wow. Abby Jo Foster, creative content, Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, working, always getting different stuff out to the racetracks. You know, he's winning on the track and off the track. Got a team just as formidable there in the souvenir row. So, Abby Jo, you know, shifting over towards social media, which seems to be really a place you're capturing a lot of attention. What you know, style are you using, and where are you coming up with all of these? And who's that handsome devil in some of these videos with you that you're throat punching?
Yeah, so Bobby and I, you know, we really try to connect as authentically as possible with the fans. I think that is kind of what can grow the sport to reaching new people. So we really, you know, we try to do a mix of real life videos, trending videos, and things that show, you know, a relatable side of racing that's not just geared towards his individual race team. So, yeah, one of those videos that was really popular here lately was I was, you know, fake throat punching him about taking an off weekend and turning it into a race weekend. And, you know, every, you know, race wife, race team out there can relate to that content, because it's like, oh, you look forward to a weekend off. Secretly, you guys all want to go racing. And, you know, that's just kind of the truth of the matter there. So we just try to connect with them and kind of offer fresh perspectives on the inside part of a race team and kind of what that looks like when his face isn't in front of a camera or on a racetrack.
It really is, you know, a neat insight into one of the top dirt late model drivers through the creativeness of Abby Jo Foster, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline from Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, chatting with us about style, about videos, about all of it. What about the fan reaction? You know, did things take a little while for them to kind of accept these you know, unique things that you're doing? Or is this something that is continuing to pick up energy?
I would say it's definitely continuing to pick up energy. You know, this was something that we kind of started on a fluke. I had posted a behind the scenes video of me and a crew guy about 3 years ago. And all of the comments were like, oh my gosh, we love seeing the behind the scenes, the real life of, you know, what happens. And so we just kind of ran with it. Right. And we continuously, every single track that we go to, have new fans, you know, that come up and say, hey, we weren't actually a late model fan, even let alone a Bobby fan, until we started seeing these videos. And now we've kind of converted over, or we really, you know, enjoy seeing that. My little girl enjoys coming to the races now because she's got someone to cheer for, you know, she doesn't miss a video. And that's huge to us, being able to not only, you know, grow the sport, but kind of grow the diversity in the viewer itself. So we're just continuing to pick up speed with that. And I don't see us slowing down anytime soon.
Abby Jo Foster on the profabrication.com hotline, creative and content at Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, one of the most unique set of souvenir merchandises and social media content that you can find in the grassroots racing world. Where can they find so much of this? And, you know, kind of what is the pace throughout the season that you put videos and such up?
Yeah, so fans can find my personal, all of my personal marketing videos and kind of insiders at Abby Jo underscore Foster. And that is kind of the behind the scenes of what my life looks like as being engaged to a race car driver. But if they're wanting to see kind of the behind the scenes of Bobby, you know, fixing up his helmet, wrapping his race cars, things like that, that can all be found on his social media, which is Bobby Pierce 32. And we are on multiple platforms. So if you have one of them, just search us up and you'll be able to find us there.
Abby Jo Foster, creative and content, Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, one of those must checkouts for anybody that is involved in racing or sports in general. You'll find some fresh new takes on apparel, fresh new takes on content, on videos, and certainly one that you'll enjoy over and over again throughout the content production. Abby Jo, thanks for taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say, $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. A huge opening weekend for grassroots racing. They'll be racing coast to coast, border to border, weather permitting. So follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, especially on X. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.